It is 4:16 and time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah's really hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, 59 years ago today,
yes,
Alcatraz Prison officially closed its doors.
Oh, that's oh.
Yeah, it officially closed down.
That happy, that's sad.
It's
a prison.
Probably good for the people who were there and got transferred somewhere else.
Most of what I know about Alcatraz, I believe, comes from Looney Tunes cartoons. Wasn't somebody in Alcatraz? Like, I think it was...
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
go
know.
On. Yeah, go on.
So Alcatraz was a maximum security federal prison on Alcatraz Island, which was just over a mile off the coast of San Francisco. It had been the site of a fort since the 1850s when it was outfitted with more than 100 cannons monitoring activity in San Francisco Bay to thwart foreign invaders looking to cash in on California's gold rush.
Oh, yeah. Gonna thwart that.
I guess I never thought that the gold rush would have... invaders, but I guess there was a possibility.
Yeah, I guess so.
Later, it was used to discourage Confederates from trying to seize control of San Francisco during the Civil War. The main prison building was built in 1910 as a United States Army military prison.
Oh, okay.
So after the United States Army's use of the island for over 80 years, it was transferred to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, which hoped an escape-proof jail would help break the crime wave of the 1920s and 30s. Given the high security and the island's location in the cold waters and strong currents of San Francisco Bay, prison operators believed Alcatraz to be escape-proof and America's strongest prison.
No, that's, that's pretty good. If you're going to build it someplace, either way up on top of a mountain, but I think the water is...
Yeah.
It's the best deterrent.
So the penitentiary established a very strict regimen of rules and regulations. Inmates were basically entitled to food, clothing, shelter, and medical attention, and that's about it.
That's about it.
Anything else was seen as a privilege.
Yeah.
Inmates were permitted out into the yard on weekends and holidays for a maximum of 5 hours.
Five. Enjoy
the prisoners of Alcatraz were permitted to play games, such as baseball, softball, and other sports while they were outside.
Yeah.
And the average prisoner also read 75 to 100 books a year.
That's good.
Yeah. Every evening, inmates would generally read books loaned from the library, and usually there was an hour or 75 minutes allocated to the practicing of musical instruments, from the guitar to the accordion.
Oh, did they have a band?
They
had an orchestra?
They had a prison band.
No.
Which often practiced in the dining room or the auditorium above it, and it had a very famous member... Al Capone.
Al Capone.
Al Capone played the banjo.
The banjo.
In the Alcatraz prison band, which was called the Rock Islanders.
He probably didn't want that getting out.
I don't know. But the prison band apparently gave regular Sunday concerts for the other inmates.
That's very nice. Oh, I'm sure they love it. Did they tour
Were
around?
They any
they
go good?
To,
I don't know.
Did they go to schools and...
I don't think so. No, I think it was just...
like scare them straight.
I guess.
Here's the band.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Well, so Alcatraz was intended for prisoners who continuously caused trouble at other federal prisons. It would be a last resort prison to hold the worst of the worst who had no hope of rehabilitation. According to the prison's correctional officers, once a convict arrived on the Alcatraz wharf, his first thoughts were on how to leave.
Ah, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So during its 29 years of operation, the penitentiary claimed that no prisoner successfully escaped. Mm. A total of 36 prisoners made 14 escape attempts, two men trying twice.
Oh.
23 were caught, 6 were shot and killed during their escape, 2 drowned, and 5 are listed as missing and presumed drowned.
Yeah.
So one of the more infamous escape attempts happened in June of 1962 when inmates Clarence Anglin, John Anglin, and Frank Morris tucked papier-mâché heads resembling their own likenesses into their beds, broke out of the main prison building via an unused utility corridor, and departed the island aboard an improvised inflatable raft to an uncertain fate.
Right.
Yeah, their
bodies
were never found.
No.
But the official report on the escape concludes that they drowned in the cold waters of the bay while trying to reach the mainland. However, the U.S. Marshal Service case file remains open and active, and the three men remain on its wanted list.
Wait a second. 19 what?
62.
So that's 60 years ago. So these guys must be like well into their 80s.
Yeah. So there's been new circumstantial and material evidence that has continued to surface, stoking new debates on whether the inmates managed to survive.
Oh, yeah?
So I guess it's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. After being closed in 1963 as a prison, today Alcatraz is operated as a public museum. It is one of San Francisco's major tourist attractions, attracting some 1.5 million visitors annually.
Jeez. Yeah. No, I've seen it from afar.
Yes.
But never actually visited.
Yeah.
And certainly haven't stayed.
No.
No. You picked out a record to go along with Alcatraz, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play Jailhouse Rock by Elvis.
Oh, yeah. Was he part of the band? He could have been part of the band.
He could have been part of the band.
He would have rocked it. Yeah. That's Elvis right there in Jailhouse Rock. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Alcatraz,
yeah,
which closed down 59 years ago today.
Closed down, went out of business, yeah. So where did they move everybody, do we know?
I don't know.
Just let them go?
To other prisons, but I don't know which ones.
Yeah. Why did they close it?
I think it was too expensive.
Yeah?
Something about, because of all the salt water, obviously,
yeah,
that it caused a lot of the building to have a lot of damage.
That's too bad. What a great place for, if you're going to build a prison, sir, don't build it in my backyard, but put it on that island out there by San Francisco. It's perfect. You got three things to take away from today's Wiki Corner?
Yes.
Let's do it. Go.
All right. A total of 36 inmates tried to escape Alcatraz.
Al Capone played banjo in the Alcatraz prison band.
And today, Alcatraz attracts 1.5 million visitors each year.
Was there a name for the band? Do we know?
Yeah, it was the
did you say it?
Rock Islanders.
Did you say that earlier?
I did.
Oh, the Rock Islanders.
The Rock Islanders.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. I wonder if they sound like a Beach Boys sound to them.
I don't know.
Rock Islanders.
With a banjo?
I don't know. What? You stereotype the banjo?
I don't know. I'd love to know if there were any recordings.
They didn't cut any albums, I guess. All right, folks want to learn more about Alcatraz here. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog.
Oh, sure.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
All right, we'll look forward to that in a fresh episode tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Four more this week. We are so lucky. We'll get to those starting again tomorrow at 4:10. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
The traffic coming up, Melanie Sands. We'll check the forecast with our meteorologist, Josh Nichols, the Eagles, Debbie Gibson. Of course, more of your favorites straight ahead on Legends 102.7.